BBC Radio Shropshire. Oh, do you remember the scenes from The Italian Job? Picturing the hairpin bends of the mountainous Stelvio Pass in the Alps. Remember those? If you ever seen any rally driver being tested on those scenes, you'll know it's not easy. What if you were to navigate it in a 22-year-old Volvo Estate, which cost you less than £500? This is what Frankie Glover and her boyfriend Peter Finlay did just that as part of the Two Ball Banger Rally, a four-day, 1,200-mile rally across nine European countries. John T. O'Donnell caught up with Frankie as she touched down in Wentner.
Hi, my name's Frankie Glover, and I'm a teacher.
And at the moment, Frankie, we're in Green Caravan Park in Wentner. So a beautiful end to what's been quite a journey for you. We're next to a rather fine-looking beast. What car is it?
This is my 22-year-old Volvo 850, who's called Hercules, named because he looks rather hearse-like. And he's just been on a 2,600-mile trip around Europe.
Wow. So finishing in South Shropshire.
Absolutely, yeah.
Couldn't have thought of better a place to end. But so what's the journey and why?
Well, we've been from Dover through, eight European countries, across the Stelvio Pass, down to Nice, and then back up through France again, raising money for Parkinson's UK, and just to see a bit of the world, really. But it's lovely to end up here in Shropshire.
And out of the journey, could you pick a favourite bit? Were there any kind of hairy moments?
Oh, the Stelvio Pass was pretty hairy, I have to say. We were a bit nervous about whether he'd make it up there, and actually we stopped halfway, and then he wouldn't start again, which was a nerve-wracking moment. But luckily we were travelling with a team of mechanics in a London taxi cab, who were raising money for Macmillan, and they were fantastic, but somewhat obnoxiously billowing out black smoke. So all of the cyclists going at Stelvio Pass were choking as they went past. And unfortunately, we were behind them, so in a very English way, we were having to apologise to all of these cyclists as we drove past. Going, sorry, don't mind us. On a rally, excuse us. But everybody made it to the top, apart from the team whose brakes failed. And everybody made it to Nice, I think. But we're one of the only teams that brought the car back at great expense. But it's going to be our wedding car next year.
Really?
It was worth it.
So onwards?
Onwards, absolutely. More rallies, definitely.
So whose idea was the rally? How did the idea come about in the first place? How did you get involved?
My boyfriend, Pete, his brother Mike, originally invited us to do the rally. And originally the team was called Mike and the Mechanics, because it was Mike doing this. And then Mike had to drop out, as did his wife, as did Pete's brother. So we became No Mike, No Mechanics. And somehow struggled through to the end and back again. Yeah, it was an amazing journey.
So remind me how long it took. 2,000 miles, you say?
It was over 2,000 miles in the end, coming up to Shropshire at the end, which is 2,600 miles, yep.
Wow. And sorry, how long did it take again?
We did it over 4 days.
4 days? Yep. Over 2,000 miles, yep. In 4 days?
Yeah. It was brilliant. It was absolutely fantastic.
And hopefully raising lots of money for a good cause.
Absolutely, yeah. So our campaign is justgiving.com/no mic no mechanics, and it's all for Parkinson's UK, which is an amazing cause, a really good cause.
Absolutely. And the car's decorated, it has to be said. Describe what we've got on the front here.
Well, we've got a great big neon splat on the front with the name of the rally, Two Ball Rally, on it, and Hercules' name.
I imagine as you went through all these amazing different places with such a distinctive vehicle, people must have been sort of looking and stopping and asking you when they could.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, when we were travelling in convoy behind the London taxi cab, they were blaring out. As we were going through the Alps, they were blaring out the Sound of Music soundtrack. And then every time we pulled into a town, they would play God Save the Queen, which was somewhat embarrassing. But it was really entertaining, and lots of people really happy to see us.
I feel like I should be standing up for this. John T. O'Donnell with Frankie Glover in Wentner, South Shropshire, after finishing the Two Ball Banger Rally through Europe. And if you'd like to find out more or donate, you can click justgiving.com. No mic, no mechanics, as they were saying, is their team name. Very clever. No mic, no mechanics.